I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, November 18th. Uranus is the seventh planet of the solar system, so it's a long way from both the Sun and Earth. Right now, it's about 1.7 billion miles away. At that distance, under especially dark skies, it's barely bright enough to see with the eye alone. It's easy to pick out with binoculars, though. This is an especially good week to look for the planet because it reaches opposition when it lines up opposite the Sun. It rises around sunset and is in view all night, and it shines brightest for the entire year. In early evening, it's close to the lower right of another good binocular target, the Pleiades star cluster. Even though Uranus is sometimes visible to the eye alone, it's so faint that no one realized it was a planet for a long time. Every astronomer who saw Uranus logged it as a star, missing out on a chance at immortality. It was officially discovered as a planet by British astronomer William Herschel in 1781. But even he was fooled by it for a while. When he first saw it, he thought it was a comet, but calculations of its orbit showed that the object was much too far away to be a comet. It had to be a planet, and a big one. Herschel wanted to call it George's Star after his patron, King George III. Astronomers outside Britain weren't crazy about that, so almost 70 years later, they finally named it for a Greek god of the sky, Uranus. More about Uranus tomorrow. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.